The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 2nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How you doing, Jacob?
Great. That was a very illustrious intro for me. The name, like, Jacob Jones.
Yeah, you know, it's the alliteration, I think, that really helps.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Jacob Jones. Dang. Honestly, I have a superstar name, to be honest.
Like, you do. You really do. If I had a last name that started with a T, I'd probably like it more. I don't know.
No, I think Taryn Armstrong. If it's it's a strong name. But yeah, I'm doing good. I feel yesterday I had a lot of fun watching the feed. It was very lax at some moments. A little bit of petty drama and, you know, inserted in. But I liked it. You know what I mean? We had a little cocktail shindig, and I was here for it. So I'm excited to talk about it with you.
All right. Well, we are here to update you.
And I bought my glasses to class it up a little bit.
There you go.
I got my contact. And I was like, so there we go.
I feel it feels very classy.
Thank you.
All right. we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 26 in the house, and it was an interesting day. You know, again, the gameplay for the week has slowed down as things are really locking into place for the week and what's going to be happening with the vote and all of that. And as per usual in this house, the game is heating up in regards to what's going to happen next week. And of course, the person who is leading that charge is Tiffany, who is going to be leading the charge against Sarah Beth all day long, continuing her whole conspiracy theory that she started the previous night, that Sarah Beth is some kind of America's player. That's going to be going around. Whitney is mostly just going to be dead in the water here. She talks to a couple people here and there, but I mean, there's nothing going on. There's nothing that's going to happen here. And Hannah should be completely safe by the time we get to the vote on Thursday. So that's kind of where we're able to kick off the day here, Jacob.
Yeah, and I mean, everything you said was so true. I it's kind of like, you know, when you have two children. Well, I guess I can't make that analogy because I don't have two children and I don't feel like any of these houseguests are my children. So I'll use a different one. I'll just say where it is. You know, when you like two people and then they're like still going at each other, you're like, no, like, can y'all just kind of work together? It's like miscommunication. If you can open up a little bit more, talking about the Sarah Beth and the Tiffany and the Claire side of things, and even the Hannah, she was pushing too hard. But I'm just like, you cut her a little bit of slack, but I get you not wanting to cut her slack because she's coming at someone from your alliance. But I'm like, Sarah Beth, can you hone it in a little bit? Because she even got it out a little bit more today, yesterday. And I'm like, why? Yeah, it was frustrating, but I do like Sarah Beth. I don't want Sarah Beth to go. She is the target leading into next week. You'll be damned if you do, damned if you don't. Sarah Beth, I'm hoping you can pull out something, but actually I don't want you to, because then you're going to target my people again. I don't know, Taryn. My mind is in this array.
You're just like, can't we just all get along?
To be honest.
Yeah. can't you guys just live in a house and not vote each other out?
Stop gaming. Like, can you guys stop gaming and stop playing Big Brother? Please. Can you not go after the targets? Can you not push people who you actually want to get out the house? Can you not do that? Can you just all like dress up and dance to BB Big Brother Blue Couch? Big Blue Couch, you know, song. So why do we have to do this? But I get it. I'm not here for it all the way, but I guess.
Okay, well, let's start the day here with Claire. Claire's going to talk to the cameras. It's a pretty similar talk to what she's given before, in the sense that she talks about her position in the game and how she sort of recognizes that she needs to continue to build one-on-one relationships. She's a little bit concerned that she doesn't have enough social connections. However, in this camera talk, she also brings up the fact that she is a big fan of the show. Of course, she watches the live feeds. She's having to hide some of that fact. She says, I'm sure many people in this house do, but I do watch Taryn every morning on the update. I have been since he started. And she's also a subscriber to my Twitch channel.
Taryn, how does that make you feel? Like, honestly, Taryn, I know you like to be humble, and you can be humble in your own time. I'll kind of, you know, give you your mat props. Taryn, you're a big deal. You know what I mean? And even though, I don't think I am. I'm kidding. But no, you're a big deal. So how does it feel? Because this probably isn't the first time, that people from Big Brother that went into the house, knew about, you know, your live feed updates, all that you do, rah, 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 rah. Like, how do you feel? I'm interviewing you now. How do you feel like when they mention like your name, they subscribe to you? Like, how does it feel? Because you put so much heart and time and energy into this show. And it's just like, I don't know, if that was me, I'd be like, oh, dang. Like, I'm like feeling myself. Were you like feeling yourself in that moment?
I don't know. It feels cool. I almost like, personally, I've suspected this, right? Given the way that she talks about the game, I've been so happy about her bringing things up that I know that I've talked about. And like the fact that those ideas are in the game, like that's what has made me very happy. And you've seen it on these updates when she's like, no, watch out. The end game competitions have been physical. I'm like, yes. That's what I'm like really proud of and like really happy about. Her mentioning that, she watches the updates. I'm like that's awesome. That's confirmation that, she has been a part of this community and that's really cool. But I think the thing that really gets me going is just that, like, she actually like has, been involved in these discussions and, you know, she's bringing those ideas into the game. And that's what I find really cool. I love that she enjoys the Twitch channel. I mean, that's too, 'cause like my Twitch channel, is not all about Big Brother. Like that's content that I try to create, like that it certainly involves Big Brother, but, it's also just, stuff that I create on my own. And it's cool that, it's always cool when people, sort of appreciate, the stuff that I can do outside of the Big Brother stuff. So, I appreciate that a lot.
Honestly, I think me and Claire are like twins. 'Cause you know, I subscribe to your Twitch channel. Claire subscribes to your Twitch channel. I watch the BB updates. Claire watches the BB updates.
I mean, you might as well be the same person.
Honestly, we are. That's what I was thinking. I'm glad you said it, not me. Yeah. that was dope though. Claire's talking to the camera about this stuff. I was like, yo, like, it's just like the fan inside of me, because that's the things that like I like to hear about, like how deep you are within like the BB community. And even just like a, you know, as simple as like logging on to YouTube or hearing, you know, on like the podcasting format about like, you know, you talking about like the different strategies that happen or just like things that a fan like me that I would do, like Clara has mm-hmm. done. And it's just like dope to see that. Like, oh, okay, I'm not on the island. There's so many people that do it as well, but it's just, I don't know, it's something cool.
No, yeah, it is. It is. It's very cool. And she also mentions that she's a fan of Kevin Martin. I was very happy to hear this as well. Kevin Martin, who's been killing it lately, recently did a hot tub poker stream.
I know. I saw that. He did it for like 10 hours, wasn't it? I don't know. I was like, what?
But she says she's been trying to channel Kevin Martin in the competitions. So for those that don't know, Kevin Martin is a Big Brother Canada winner who basically broke the game by studying the competitions and was able to win out from like final nine to final eight on. And he had a big binder of all the competitions. I believe we heard that Claire had something similar prior to entering the game. So it's not surprising to hear this either. Yeah.
Her friend tweeted about before, I think when the cast got released, after Claire got actually on, she was like, whoever runs Claire's Twitter account, they were like, yeah, she had this big binder about all the competitions and even like the competitions were like coinciding with the weeks and things like that. And I was like, literally, Kevin Martin had a whole YouTube video explaining this strategy entering Big Brother Canada 5. I was like, dang, Claire, come on now. I like Claire. Did this make Claire go up in your... you probably liked her before, but this is my go, like, you know?
I mean, like I said, honestly, like, these are things that I have suspected already. Like, I would never make the assumption that, like, oh, because she has a binder of competitions, she must be a Kevin Martin fan. And because she's talking about my ideas, she must be a me fan. But the fact that she did talk about those things meant that, like, whether or not she knew about me or Kevin Martin, like, I liked her because of those things, right? So, this is more like confirmation.
Because like she did kind of exactly what I did, like, you know, watch the weekly updates. Like, she's a fan of me as well. Like, obviously, I set the groundwork.
Yeah, she said she knows the whole crew, so she probably does.
Honestly, she's a fan of me.
There you go. All right. So that's what, she says her cardio, unfortunately, is not as good as Kevin Martin. So, she was not able to, fully channel him in the competitions, but, other events that happened in the morning, Derek X is going to accidentally slip up in front of Whitney. He talks about going into next week with Hannah and how they're going to, like, oh, what are we going to do on Slop if we're have-nots next week, if it's just the two of us? And Whitney's like, excuse me. I'm still here. And she was like, honestly, like, I am genuinely upset about this, Derek. He's, I'm so sorry. I know. I'm so sorry. And Kylan is trying to like comfort, like, no, don't worry about it. It happens. But it was awkward.
It was so awkward. I mean, I can't blame her. I'll be pissed too. I'll be so mad. I'll be so annoyed, so frustrated, fuming. But I was thinking about like this, Derek X, you had a week of holding it in with Brent. You couldn't just like let her get the kind of same treatment of the delusion of thinking that she has a possibility more of staying. And so I was like, but I definitely saw Derek X like cringing specifically when she walked in the kitchen and how she retold the story and Kylan was right there. And she was like, no, I'm upset with you. And he was like, I know you have every right to be X, Y, and Z. I was like, but I got why she was mad. I'll be pissed off too, TBH.
Yeah. Christian also gets caught with a little something here. He's talking about some like dates with Hannah, like events that were happening. And then afterward, he's like, wow, she really like remembers all these things. Like, she knew about this date. And then she heard him talking about that. And he's like, oh my God, does she think that I'm trying to put a target on her back? Cause that's what people have been doing. And Alyssa was like, don't worry about it. It was just a compliment. Like, no, I'll talk to her later. We'll make sure she knows that we're not coming for her and that we want to work with her. And Hannah talks to Tiffany about it. And Tiffany's like, you do need to chill on letting people know how much you know. You have a great memory. That's awesome. You don't need to show everyone that you have a great memory all the time. It's like, finally, somebody is giving her this advice.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people were thinking about it. Like, But I'm glad that Tiffany, and I'm super happy that she was receptive about it as well. She was like, okay, I can see that. And then kind of getting into the dynamic of, like, getting into the dynamic of her and Alyssa's relationship and how I feel like they're already, people are already trying to put that seed into Hannah's mind of like, hey, you know, she's looking at you like this way or, you know, X, Y, and Z. But Hannah does, like, talk a lot about, like, her brain power, her smartness, or her intelligence. That sounded very not intelligent. What's the opposite of intelligent? Unintelligent? Yeah. Sorry. My mom, Taryn, is in the morning. Bear with me, okay?
I'm with you.
I'm smart, I promise. Okay, so it's Hannah shows a lot of her intelligence, but in some ways you can easily dumb it down. And I'm happy that Tiffany, I sound so stupid when I said that. Oh my gosh. But I'm glad that Tiffany helped her like hone it in a little bit. But yeah.
All right. Oz is going to talk with, this is an interesting conversation. So, Tiffany is going to continue the sort of campaign against Sarah Beth. She's America's player. She's got Derek X on board with this. Derek X had been looking at Sarah Beth as a potential target anyway, because, she seems to know a lot more about past seasons than she claims that she should know about past seasons. She's always talking about things. She seems very smart. And she's just somebody that's been kind of on his radar as somebody that doesn't really talk game with him and seems to be a threat in the game. Tiffany is talking like she might be America's player, and she's explaining what that might mean to Derek X. Even more. And then they start talking with Azza about past seasons. They're talking about Kacer and Janelle. Just as a highlight to this conversation, I appreciated Tiffany saying, I just didn't get why they both went for the safety suite in that first week. Only one of them needed to compete. I was like, yes, thank you, Tiffany.
Kind of what every Big Brother fan was thinking in that exact moment. And so I'm glad she said it. I'm so glad she said it.
So Hannah and Alyssa are going to have this conversation. Alyssa says, she said she wanted to talk to Hannah because she wanted to make sure that she wasn't upset about, you know, catching Christian saying the thing. She also has been meaning to talk to Hannah because she, after her talk with Derek X the day before, something that's been brewing is that Alyssa has made the final four between herself, Christian, Claire, and Tiffany. She wanted to make another one with herself, Christian, Derek X, and Kyland initially, but because Kyland has now been linked to Sarah Beth, things are shifting more toward Derek X, and he suggested perhaps Hannah. And so she's talking to Hannah, just making sure that everything is cool. And so she says, hey, I want to have this conversation with you. Hannah asks Alyssa, okay, well, what would you have done if this had been your HOH? And Alyssa just straight up just like throws Christian under the bus a little bit. Well, I understand why Christian did what he did, but I don't think I would have done this. I would not have put you up on the block as a pawn, which like she was pushing the target. I like this, though, from Alyssa. Alyssa says, but I want to talk about next week. And Hannah's like, I'm not quite done yet. Would you use me as a pawn again in the future? And Alyssa's like, oh, I can't say for sure that I wouldn't, but I don't think so. I would probably put up two people from the same team if I were to target somebody. So I don't think that I would use you as a pawn. And Hannah's like, great. My interview is not over. I think the teams are about to end. What does that mean for your game, Alyssa? And Alyssa talks about how, you know, she thinks that teams will still probably look out for each other, but that people are going to need to play their own individual games. And Hannah says, well, I think that, you and Christian are seen as a duo. And I think that it would be beneficial to you to have another duo in the house as a shield. Alyssa's like, that's exactly what I've been thinking. You and Derek X are a duo. Me and Christian are a duo. People in this house expect Christian and Derek to gun for each other because they're the two biggest competition threats right now. And if they did not gun for each other, and they did not do the house's dirty work for them, then they could be a big force together in this game and we could do really well. So this is the general idea behind the grouping, the two duos, two pairs coming together, not necessarily in an alliance, but in sort of a truce of let's not gun for each other. That's going to be beneficial to both of us, both of our pairs moving forward.
I like this. And I like the way that they both handled this conversation. And I know early on in the season, Hannah and Alyssa had a kind of a, I feel as though a tight relationship. And I was always confused at where that, like, where that went away at. I didn't know like a focal point of like where that relationship kind of like went away. But I'm glad that Alyssa is protecting herself and even the small ways of talking to Hannah about what she would have done instead of kind of protecting Christian, because even though people do view them as a pair, Alyssa, I can tell, is still playing her own individual game, which I really do like. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hannah is then going to ask Alyssa what her team thinks of her. And I thought this was an interesting way for Hannah to, I imagine, try to judge how genuine Alyssa is being with her in this moment, because Hannah knows from Tiffany and from other people that Sarah Beth has been gunning for her to be targeted. And so when she asks Alyssa, like, okay, so how does your team feel about me? Alyssa says, well, obviously myself and Christian love you, want to work with you. X really likes you. Sarah Beth, you know, I don't really talk much game with her. You know, I don't really get a sense, you know, I mean, I know she's super loyal to us and I appreciate that because of all the stuff that happened with Frenchie. You know, when she found out about the slaughterhouse, she came right to us. We know she's super loyal. But you know, and then she just kind of like yada yadas it and is, you know, just kind of tries to skirt the issue. And she does not say, yeah, you might need to watch out for Sarah Beth because she's gunning for you. And so to me I imagine that Hannah in this moment is going, okay, I know where I stand with you. This is, this is a contingency plan for you. This is, you are not actually building something with me here.
So if you were Alyssa, would you have done the same thing? Cause when I was thinking, I was like, I don't think like, how can Alyssa say anything other than that? Because Sarah Beth is still on her team and she does have that allegiance to her to a certain extent. But Hannah does know because of Tiffany, because of other people, that Sarah Beth was targeting her. So it's kind of a thing of, you'll be damned if you do, damned if you don't, in that type of scenario.
Correct. I mean, Hannah has Alyssa in a binding position here because she has information that Alyssa can't give her. And she has allies that are giving her that information. She's in a position of power over Alyssa that Alyssa doesn't even realize. But I think that Alyssa makes the right call here, because the reality is that Hannah is a contingency plan. And she is not the number one plan. And so Alyssa can't go all in on this. And if Hannah realizes that, it makes her less valuable, but it's still better than nothing. And if she did go all in and she ratted Sarah Beth out and she like gave Hannah all the information, then she's giving up like a much better position in order to be fully in with the, you know, Derek X and Hannah thing, which is just not really the direction that she should go. So it's definitely like the lesser of two evils here. And, you know, I think she chose right.
Yeah, I do too. You know, when we were doing the stock watch last week and you were like, oh, I see all this potential in Alyssa. And I was like, I don't see that potential that you like talking about. Now I'm starting to believe it. And I remember that you called yourself a prophet this year. Well, you're like a loose term, very loose terms, but that you're like having very much prophetic thoughts for this season. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give you full credit for this because I'm still a little bit eerie on mm-hmm. Alyssa, but I will give you a half percentage because I do think that you were right. And I am seeing that potential. I saw that potential with her the very first week when she got nominated and the fire that came up that behind, like after, that was such a weird phrasing, after she got nominated with Frenchie, I believe. Yes. And I saw that fire come up and I was like, where is this? I really want it. And it's just kind of been like a little like low recently, but I really like her conversation with different people. And I'm starting to really get that, like, damn, maybe Alyssa does have that untapped potential that I'm just not seeing at this moment.
Yeah. So that's their conversation there. Tiffany's going to talk some more with Derek. They talk about who might be willing to take a shot at Sarah Beth. They really go over it, right? They say, okay, Tiffany's willing to take the shot. Claire's willing to take the shot. Derek is willing to take the shot. Hannah is willing to take the shot. That's four people. The Kings, they're okay with the shot being taken. Tiffany says, yeah, I've talked to Christian and to Alyssa, and I think that they'd be on board with a shot being taken, but they wouldn't take it themselves. Xavier is fully on board. He probably wouldn't do it himself, though. And so it's those four. If the Kings are willing to maybe throw or just let it happen, that would be great. And obviously, Kylan's not going to do it. And then when it comes to the Jokers, who knows?
Yeah, I'd say everyone's tapped in on the Jokers. And like, this is the wild team. Like, you know, who knows what the hell they would do? Their name is very suiting, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany talks to the cameras, and I feel like this was perhaps her way of letting us know, like don't worry about me. Like, I'm not buying my own supply here. She says, I have to get Sarah Beth out. She's dangerous. And I will say whatever I need to say to make this happen when it comes to targeting Sarah Beth. There's this whole thing that she's, so now I don't know what's real and what's not with Tiffany necessarily, yeah. But like, she's got this whole idea that like Kylan and Sarah Beth were like staging a workout, and that they are like, she's going to talk to Hannah about it later. We'll get there. But, that they're like a duo America's player, like they're on Team America together. So they've been voted and they're doing tasks and, like all of this stuff. And I don't know how much of it she actually thinks and how much of it is just like completely whole cloth lies. Or if there's some sort of mixture of the two, I don't know.
Well, I remember, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, she was like, I think they knew each other. Like, I remember she said it very briefly, but I think they know each other from the outside world because that's just like a weird connection.
She said, I think she's Shelly's, was it Shelly? I don't remember now. She said, she's like Shelly's sister or something.
Something like that. I don't know what to believe either. And I feel like Tiffany just saying this so it can add into her mind of why she needs to target Sarah Beth even more. I mean, and it's working in her mind and in other people's minds. And so I'm just like, oh, hopefully.
Yeah. But yeah. It's a lot, but it seems to kind of be working at least a little bit. At least it's like, it's almost like with, when it came to Brent and Whitney, when she was trashing their games, she had good reason to. With Sarah Beth, there's not as good a reason to target Sarah Beth. She's got the fact that she was targeting Hannah, which is great for Derek X and Hannah, in terms of using the reasoning for them and for Xavier as well. But like, she needs a little bit something more. And so I think she's just like, she's writing a paper. And she only needs a paragraph, but the requirement is like five pages. And so she's really just like fluffing it out with nonsense.
Are you saying that she needs like more of a reason as to like
like publicly, oh, why am I targeting Sarah Beth? Because I feel like in her mind, she has, oh, like I want Kylan to myself, but she can't really say that out loud. So are you talking about more
exactly
she can say to give substance to other people about, oh, this is why I'm targeting her?
And it's also like the way that Tiffany works is that she builds and builds and builds, right? Like there needs to be excitement. There needs to be, you know, discussion around it. Like when you say, okay, Sarah Beth is coming for Hannah, she's got to go. What else is there to talk about at that point, right? You have to be continually bringing it up and talking about it in order to keep it fresh in people's minds, to make it exciting. And the thing to like, you know, essentially make it sexy, right? Is, ooh, oh, what if she's America's player? And now you can look out and you can theorize and you can be like, oh, what about this? This might be an America's player thing. And there's, you know, there's going to be, I mean, speaking of sexy, there's going to be some Kylan, Sarah Beth, talk later tonight as well. Like there needs to be new things to talk about to be like, oh, this is an additional reason why we might target her. Oh, did you see this? Oh, did you see that? It's constant discussion, whether or not it's substantial. It keeps it keeps it alive and it keeps it building and growing.
Yeah, it's definitely a very sexy approach, or she needs to be a little bit more sexier with it. But yeah, and as we can see later on in the night, going into like later events, she kind of continues to add on that kind of ride that they're going on. And so it should be very fun, but I'm still like, I really like Sarah Beth, so I don't want it to happen, but they aren't doing anything to help themselves at the same time. And so Sarah Beth, and you said this, I don't know if this was yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. When you were like, what did you say? Oh, you said that like they are, Claire and Tiffany are on Sarah Beth. Like they're on, like they like want her out. And it's like, you have that alliance called the jackpot with them, and you can easily just like deter them by like talking a little bit more game to them. You know, you have that point. I'm like, why isn't she doing that? Or why isn't she seeing the leverage to that? And so it's like, oh, come on. So I really wish and hope for something.
Yeah, Sarah Beth has really been dropping the ball. And I believe it was after Sarah Beth did the thing with the slaughterhouse and the Frenchie stuff. She wasn't in the slaughterhouse and she managed to do great work. To this day, Alyssa's like, Sarah Beth is trustworthy to me because of what she did with the slaughterhouse information. By going to the Kings, confronting them about it and saying, I really want to work with you. Please, let's make this work. She then got in the Royal Flush and she said, I think Kylan and I can just lay back for a while and chill and just kind of coast for a while. Don't want to play too hard. Mm-hmm. That's not worked. I mean, it worked for a couple of weeks, but then she ran out of room. She's Azza with the ball going, it's not dropping. If I just stay here for a while, it won't fall. But now everyone else is so far ahead of you.
Oh my goodness. No, you're staring. You're so right. And I'm looking at Sarah Beth's game and I was so optimistic and I gave her, I feel so stupid because, I put a lot of like in the stock watch, I put a lot of stuff into Sarah Beth. I was like, oh, Sarah, I know, Taryn, and I know you about to do some ill stuff on the stock watch. And I know, and I'm going to be mad at you, but I'm going to give you grace for this one time, but I'm going to pay it because I know I did it to myself, but I didn't know she was going to have this much chaotic week when one of her team members, you know, won HOA. So I was like, no, Sarah Beth. But yeah, she just needs to do better. And I don't think she can necessarily recover from this week. I don't know if she can, because I feel like their relationships are fractured. Her response to things definitely did not help. And she's just not really playing good this week. And I just don't know if she can recover. I'm hoping that she can. I think competitions, you know, we've seen her win that one competition. I feel like if she gets, you know, the next one or two, I feel like that can do some work for her, but not long term. And so I'm very scared for Sarah Beth. No.
She needs some power. She needs to win this HOH. It's the only real way to I think, help turn this around. Or like if somebody like Kylan won, like somebody that would definitely just keep her safe. She just needs
her and Kylan.
Like, yeah, I mean, there are a couple other people who probably wouldn't put her up on the block. So as long as she's safe, she has a chance to turn it around. But really, it needs to be like she needs to be close to the power probably in order to really suss out like what's been going on and then have a chance to turn it around. Like, cause at this point, the chances of her figuring out what's happening and being able to do something about it by Thursday are very, very slim, it seems. Yeah. And it's only Monday. So Kylan is going to have a conversation with the cameras. He is struggling to lie low. He's trying to keep his ego in check. He wants to do these workouts and he can't, because he doesn't want to show off. And this is interesting to me because, similar to Sarah Beth, he has been lying low, but not quite as much as Sarah Beth was. He was playing very hard last week. And I wonder if it was his conversation with Tiffany. Remember, at the end of last week, Claire finally cracked Tiffany when it came to Kylan. And she said, Kylan's always talking game. He's always, you know, chatting with people one-on-one. This guy's dangerous. He's got so many people. And Tiffany was like, oh my God, you're right. And she almost went against Kylan, and still kind of is. But then eventually went to Kylan and said, okay, I've got a new plan for the cookout. And here's my advice to you, Kylan. You need to stop talking to people so much. You need to stop talking game so much. You are, you know, freaking people out. And it's almost as though Kylan took that advice because he did stop talking to people as much. He stopped talking game as much. This week he has been lying low, not playing too hard. And the result is that he is so out of the loop all of a sudden. His entire game is unraveling in front of his eyes, except he's not seeing it because he's not playing hard enough to see it. So Tiffany's really taking those reins back from him. And he doesn't even realize how much, Sarah Beth is in danger. He, you know, according to him, he's like, well, priority this week is to keep Hannah safe. But, going into next week, I feel like everyone wants to win it. Except for maybe me. I don't necessarily want to win it, but I might have to in order to prevent Sarah Beth or Alyssa from winning it. Because according to Kylan, he thinks that everyone except for Sarah Beth and Alyssa will have the same target he does going into next week. Because unfortunately he can't convince Sarah Beth to be on the same page. She keeps targeting Hannah and he won't be able to prevent her from doing that. So the only way he can prevent her from doing that is by winning the HOH and stopping her from doing it. But again, this is like, Kylan, you're on the wrong page here. People have read much more of the book, you need to start reading.
Yeah, I know. And his conversation with the camera, I think it was in the storage room. Taryn, as you continue to talk, I'm just getting more pissed off because I know my stock is just like going down. Because I know I put more into Kylan than I did to Tiffany. I'm done. After this week, I'm done with it. I feel like this is the same kind of thing with Kylan, kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And at this situation, it's more damned if you don't because he is so far out of the loop. Even the people that he's keeping, like that he feels like so close with, aren't giving him everything because they know that he's super close with, you know, Sarah Beth. And so it's kind of like a thing of like, can his head, after this week, I think Kylan will be good because then he'll have an access, like assess the land of like, okay, Sarah Beth is in trouble. What can I do to kind of help her in that? But I don't think there is anything that he can do. So Kylan is definitely in the slumps, not deep in the slump, but a little bit in the slumps this week. And so hopefully that he can pull it out. And I did like when Sarah Beth then came in and was like, oh, you want to talk to the camera with me? Yeah, I'm not that happy about this week. Oh, why? You know why. Things aren't going my way. Oh, you know, I know. I feel you. I know. I just am sad. It was like, oh, she still want to drive this point home. I'm just like, leave it alone.
It really
isn't
like
doing anything for Kylan, but I'm just like, leave it alone.
Yeah. Like this was like Sarah Beth, read the room. There's only one other person in the room and you can't read the room. Like she came in and he's like, got his arm around her and he's like, hey, super, like, let's chat to the cameras. How you feeling, Sarah Beth? And she's like, not good.
Yeah. Like,
why? You know why. I'm not getting my way this week. He's like, oh, but we'll be fine. Like, come on. It'll be okay. We're talking to the cameras. And she's like, no, Hannah's the only person that's going to put me up next week. He says, no, come on. She's not going to put you up. Why do you think that? It's Christian and Alyssa. Okay. And she's again, like Sarah Beth just like cuts. She cuts in these conversations. So you're telling me that both Christian and Alyssa are lying to me? It's like, yes. Yes, I think they are. Because Hannah's not coming for you. And she's like, why do you think you have Hannah?
And then
everybody
she goes
thinks they have Hannah.
Yeah, literally. That's the point that she's keeps pushing home. And I don't feel like in Sarah Beth, like her wanting Canada to go home, it's not wrong. I don't think she's like incomplete, you know, in delusion and thinking that she needs Hannah to leave. But I just think her approach this week has been completely horrible. And again, you need to read the room in the situation. Like, obviously no one else is going around that same wavelength, but I do think she's going to be extremely pissed at Kylan next week when she is the main target, and how he's the one that keeps saying, no, you're good, you're good, you're good. Even with Hannah, you're good. But if majority of the house wins HOH, I feel like she's a big target. Or the people I think that will win HOH, she's a big target. And so I'm just like, come on, Sarah Beth, pull it together. But there seems no deterring her from this train at this point. And I thought she was like, okay, I'm not gonna do it anymore. Like, I'm not gonna push for it. But no, she's still like, she's doing it in a very, like, you know, when you do Christian, when he, like, you knew his impression.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I feel like on the same wave of Sarah Beth in that moment. Or, you know, we could say this week with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that's the thing too. Like, this is her closest ally, and she's acting that way with him as well. Like, she's, it's like, there's not even a pretense of this is what's best for us collectively. All of her arguments consistently are about herself. And I feel like that's just way too honest to be arguing in that way. But anyway, that conversation concludes. It's fine. Christian and Alyssa are going to talk a bit. Alyssa brings to Christian her conversation with Hannah. She says, Hannah said it herself. I didn't even have to tell her. She said she loves this idea of two duos working together. She says, I really think that if we had to choose between Hannah or Brittany, we should choose Hannah. I really trust her a lot more. Christian still seems hesitant about this whole idea. I don't know if it's hesitation about Hannah or if it's hesitation about Derek X. It's probably about Derek X, but Alyssa has been working. She keeps bringing it to Christian. He's like, yeah, okay, fine. It's fine. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I, and this is again part of one of the reasons why I'm kind of like starting to really appreciate Alyssa and her game tactics this week, and just her kind of knowing what's best for her, and even just like pushing that to Christian. But yeah, he wasn't. I am thinking that it has to do with more of Derek X, because even when we saw early on in this week, when we saw him talking to Hannah about possibly her going on the block and how she had to, in a way, maneuver the target directly off of her back with saying like, hey, Christian, like, we've had this relationship, and, you know, for these prior weeks. And he was like, okay, dang, you're right. And so I think it's completely having to do with Derek X. And so I don't know if it can fully work if Christian is kind of like half in, half out, but I think they will still push it as that. But I don't think it will be really that much in Christian's mind, that alliance.
Yeah. So Big D is going to talk to Xavier.
Loving, by the way,
Xavier.
No, I'm loving a lot more Derek F recently.
I'm sorry, but he's dead to me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he's dead to you. He's alive to me, though.
He ruined the Brent blindside. I've been hearing too many people talking about how they can appreciate Big D all of a sudden. Remember, the North remembers.
I know. I need to. But it's like, yo, he's doing so good. Even though he pissed off Taryn.
He has his moments. So Big D is talking about, this is not one of those moments. He really wants to put Hannah on the block because he's pissed off about her dropping his name. And Xavier has to be like, that's not a good idea. Don't put Hannah on the block. Xavier is actually going to campaign to Big D that, hey, the new hot thing right now is Sarah Beth needs to go. I wasn't sure how on board Xavier was with this whole plan. He certainly seemed like he was when he talked to Tiffany, but you never really know. But he's pushing this on to Big D. He says, Sarah Beth needs to go. I've never seen her fight so hard to get somebody out. She won't relent on it. She's gunning for the people in the cookout. She's got to go. Alyssa and Christian, not as big of a deal right now. They're at least not coming for anybody in the cookout. Sarah Beth is the person that we need to focus on. Big D's like, okay, so should we tell Kylan about this? And he's like, Xavier's like, no, Kylan will not be on board. They're too close. And Big D's like, nah, Kyland is with us. He would understand. Xavier's like, I don't know about that.
I was thinking that the Kings were a lot closer. I guess, weeks by weeks, you can tell, but I didn't think it would be that easy for Xavier, to like jump ship from like the Sarah Beth training that easily. Even though she was pushing, I was definitely surprised at that. But I did think that I remember when Hannah brought up, when Alyssa came to Derek F and was like, hey, someone is, don't know your name. And then Derek F was like, wait, it's Whitney. And then it was like, no. And then he was like, oh, wait, it's Hannah. I thought he would drop that. I didn't think he would actually like continue it. I thought it would be something that's like, okay, I can like deal with, you know, that later. But it is something that's on his mind. And I do feel with Derek X, when something is on his mind, it's very hard to get that off. We saw with, you know, even his idea of Derek F, I mean, X, him like really wanting, you know, him to leave. And he still sometimes at moments like drops little things of like, oh, wait, what are we going to do about him? And so I do think that this is kind of adding to that with now Hannah throwing out his name, and it's just going to like create this big thing. But yeah, it wasn't the best thing for him to say that Xavier is pushing for Sarah Beth, which I don't think is I don't think Sarah Beth staying or leaving is any kind of hinder Xavier's game in any capacity. Do you?
I mean, it's really not exactly. I mean, Xavier's not really playing the power structure game. He's just kind of playing the just anybody but me game until I get to the end and hopefully things will work out kind of game, which might work for him. But because of that, you know, is Sarah Beth leaving good for Xavier? Not really. Mm-hmm. She's not coming for him anytime soon. She would never put him up on the block. She's on his team. He's one of the people that she actually kind of probably feels like she has to some degree. Plus with Kyland as her, you know, her closest person, even though Kyland doesn't have a ton of influence over her, it's definitely, you know, they certainly fought over this Hannah issue, but you know, there are bigger threats to Xavier's game than Sarah Beth at this time. But at the end of the day, like it's not really the game he's playing. So,
no.
You know, I'd like to see him play a little, you know,
I feel like when he was HOH, I had a very like, maybe I can see him kind of going with this, but it's not panning out. But I don't know if it's in Xavier's personality to play that, like thinking of his spot number one, like him controlling the game. I don't know if that's in his personality, because I feel like we would at least have some inclination of it. We're in week four, but I haven't seen any. And so it's kind of like disheartening of like, is this kind of the way that his game is going to continue to go? I hope not, because I would like to see him taking more active and more of aggressive approach to it, but we'll see.
Yeah. So Big D says, okay, fine. The target is Sarah Beth, but I want to use Hannah as a pawn. She's got to go up. She's got to pay for what she's done. And Xavier's like, no, that's a bad idea. You can't put Hannah up next to Sarah Beth. They're going to want to vote her out. Big D's like, nah, they're not going to want to. It's going to be fine. And so Xavier's like, okay, fine. Let's count the votes then. And they count the votes. And Big D's like, oh, okay, you're right. And Big D's like, oh, this is why I needed to win HOH in week two. I need Frenchie here.
Not Frenchie. No, I thought we were past this. I thought you were done with Frenchie. No.
Not a day goes by that Big D doesn't talk about Frenchie at least once.
He misses him so much. Aww.
So the ultimate conclusion here is that the person to go up next to Sarah Beth, if Big D wins, I imagine that Xavier wouldn't want to win and make this move himself. But quite frankly, I don't expect either of these two guys to win an endurance competition unless it's something specific that they could win. I guess it doesn't have to be a wall, so it's possible. But they think it should be Alyssa and Sarah Beth on the block together, that they think that that people would not vote Alyssa out. They would vote Sarah Beth out. And then if Sarah Beth did go down, go off the block, then you just put up Christian and you send Christian home. So either take out Sarah Beth, the person gunning for Hannah, or you break up the duo. And for Xavier, that's kind of the better play here, to take that shot at the duo. Although I think Brittany leaving would be even better for Xavier at this point in time. But that's what they're looking at. Big D hates it though. Ah, oh, no. I hate it. I don't want to do that. Okay, fine. Ah,
you sound like a grizzly bear.
So Big D did mention something. I don't think it was part of this conversation, but I caught it somewhere that he was talking about when he knew that he was going to come on the show. He was doing some research and he went on to Big Brother Twitter and he went on to the Big Brother Reddit and he was reading what people were saying. And he said, everywhere I looked, people were like, the women need to stick together. Hopefully we get an all women's alliance. Hopefully we get lots of strong women on this season. They stick together. And he was like, and so as soon as I read that, I was like, clearly I need to worry about the women. Like apparently this is the, because Big D from day one has been on about women need to go. You can't sit in the end next to a woman. Apparently, according to Big D's, and this was not an explanation for why, he was just telling the story, but it seems as though it's the fact that he went on to the, into the communities and they were all talking about wanting the women to stick together. That is what got it in his head that he needs to target the women.
I mean, I love a woman's alliance, and I'm loving how we haven't got a woman to leave so far. But if I was doing my research and I'm seeing all of this and I'm seeing, okay, if I'm going on the show, I know these people are also going on the, you know, people who are on the show, I know they're probably doing some research. And I see all, you know, I saw Janelle tweeting about a women's alliance. I see everyone tweeting about a women's alliance because we really don't get women's alliances. And if I see, oh, wait, everyone wants a women's alliance, the women in the house probably know this. And they probably gonna want a women's alliance. Shit, I don't want to, like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, if 2 + 2 = 4 and 5 + 5 = 10, what is this? It makes sense. Then a woman plus a woman.
I'm not on Big D side here.
I'm trying to make it make sense in my mind. But, you know.
It's really, I mean, we've talked about this before, but it's really just like, it's one of those things where just like, the more you focus on it, the harder it becomes. Maybe we just need to all just, if we like close our eyes and pretend we're not thinking about women's alliances, they'll happen. Right. It's like, don't look. It's like when you're trying to get a cat to snuggle with you, right? You can't be like, oh, cat, come snuggle with me. You have to be like, I'm just chilling. And you have to let the cat come to you.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You got to let the Women's Alliance come to you.
You know that I've only touched like 2 cats in my life.
I recall this. I believe that's more cats than the last time we talked.
Well, it was. Yes, it was. Because I used to be scared of them.
Mm-hmm. And I how was the 2 cat touching experiences?
Well, it was a little, it was like... It wasn't much now. It was just a little
soft, though, right?
It was very soft. It's, and then the cat like went to like a, like with the back. It was like, I was like, oh my gosh. But one thing I don't like when they jump on me. Like, I don't like when they like come across my chest. I just get very frightened because I know about cats. Like, can't they like suffocate you?
What?
Or is this, allegedly.
I mean, maybe, cats, I don't know.
I think they can suffocate you, Taryn.
I mean, anything can theoretically suffocate you, right?
Not a dog.
Surely a dog is more capable of suffocating you than a cat.
Okay.
Are you talking like, would the cat come onto your face and just smother you? Or is that...
Say this is my mouth, right? I think this is what, I don't know, but I think this is what cats do. They like put their mouths on top of our... I think that's what they do. I heard what? They suffocate. I heard they suffocate you. And so I'm thinking that you just like crouch your mouth. Sarah, I don't know exactly. I've never been suffocated, but I just hear these stories about cats suffocating. And I'm assuming that it's like, you know, like, I don't know. We digress. But yeah, I do. But cat, okay, be weary though, Karen, because cats do suffocate. Okay. I don't want you to be a casualty of this, honestly.
Okay. Hopefully you'll be all right. We'll make sure to protect you from the cats, Jacob.
Thank you so much. But what analogy were you getting to with that? You're saying
I made it, you know.
Okay.
It's good.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing?
they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Everyone is going to get all dressed up and made up for the club. Did you enjoy this, Jacob?
Taryn, I love. Wait, okay, I have a question for you. Okay, mm-hmm. So I feel we've talked about this probably once, but I know you don't go like to the clubs that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you did, like seeing like the girls do their makeup, Whitney was getting like everybody together, the guys were upstairs doing that, you know, what would Taryn Armstrong wear to the club? Like, what would be like your, like if you were dressing up for this, would you go, oh, I'm gonna go for something, you know, a little bit casual, but sex it up a little bit? Or would you go for like sleek and like, you know, hot or classy? And, you know, how would you go?
I'd probably, like, because it's a very rare occurrence, like I wouldn't have like sleek ready to go club clothes. I'd probably mm-hmm. just go pretty casual, okay. like a button down, and you know, like some nice jeans or something.
Would you open the chest up a little bit?
Oh, like, yeah. Okay. Open the chest a little bit. I'd probably wear my cool blue shoes, you know, just go like a little bit of spice in there.
Come on. Okay. With that little ginger ale in your hand.
Yeah.
So I like moments like this. I typically don't in other seasons, but in this season I have like started to like the fun aspect that they can all have. Do you like this? Because I feel like you're like such like a strategy bot and like you're a robot essentially. So do you have programming to like enjoy the heartfelt fun moments like this?
For me, when they do stuff like this, I kind of mentioned this last night, I think a little bit, but like like I can enjoy these, but especially on this season when they're gaming nonstop, it's like, this is kind of like, okay, it's time to take a break. I can chill for a second. I don't always, it's enjoyable. I feel like I actually enjoy these more, later in the season when it's like toward the end of the season. But they can be enjoyable and there are definitely some are better than others.
I like the alcohol that they like. I did want someone to like take the wine and run to their room and just chug it. To be honest, I did. That's the petty side of me, because if I'm deprived from like wine or I don't really drink beers, but I would like definitely want to like, you know what I mean? And like come out very like, oh, you know what I mean? And especially if we're going out, Taryn, honestly, if you had the bun down and like the open chest, I would give you like my chain just to like insert right there. You know,
okay.
Because I think it would just add a different bit of like za 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 onto the Taryn effect a little bit.
I've not been chained before. I've not done the chain before.
I will chain you.
Okay.
But it was cute. It was cute though. I like the Derek X being the security. I like the girls up top. It was kind of like a little Love Island esque, which I really love. And Love Island came on right after the show yesterday, not after the live. But I really enjoyed this. I really did. I like this type of atmosphere. And I just like the kind of the jokes that they had and everything like that. And Taryn, you briefly glossed over this. And I don't know how you didn't at least spend 30 more seconds on this the other night. The Big Blue Couch song.
Mm-hmm.
Were you like not impressed with it?
It's a song like... They have a whole dance they were choreographing yesterday.
It's blue and it's white and it's blue again. Big Blue couch. Tara, that song is a
Jacob,
bop.
They need you in there. They were doing auditions for this.
Tara, I am a star, and I think I may overpower them a little bit. And so, but, you know, big blue. I loved it. I love that song. Wait, Taryn, did you like dance when they were singing it? Did you like, when you were at home, did you like?
No, I mean, I will say again, as soon as they started singing and dancing, I'm like, oh, great, I can eat.
I put on my best, you know, my finest outfit. I was bum, 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 bum. I was doing it with them, with the best of them, Taryn.
There you go. All right. Well, they do the whole thing. They do some speed dating. It's a whole thing. Then we're going to get afterward. So there are some game ramifications of what's kind of going on here.
Yeah.
And it's similar to what we were talking about before, when it's like you just need more things to talk about to sort of just like, you know, Sarah Beth is the target. Let's keep talking about Sarah Beth. What are we talking about with Sarah Beth? Xavier and Alyssa are going to talk about, did you see how touchy Kai and Sarah Beth were tonight? What is, like, they've been touchy before, but the alcohol really took it to another level.
If you're in the Big Brother house and you can feel lonely, you know what I mean? And so a nice little graze of the neck, a nice little breathe of the ear, it does something to you. And so I got it, but it's not good for their game. But I still, like, if I'm in the Big Brother house, I'm a want a snuggle buddy. I'm a want something. I'm a need something. You know what I mean? To hold me at night. And so I got it. But like I don't know if they were more touchy than other times just because I was kind of loosely paying attention to them. But the ramifications for that really was like magnified to certain people. And so, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this has been a good in to get Alyssa, you know, kind of annoyed about the whole situation because mm-hmm. she's going to go off about, of course, like, you know, Christian and I are practically platonic in comparison. Why is everyone talking about me and Christian when you look at what's happening with Sarah mm-hmm. Beth and Kai? Mm-hmm. And so
some kisses on the lips is definitely different from some grazes on the leg. Okay.
Alyssa's also going to talk with Derek X. She's going to tell him about her conversation with Hannah. She says, no, Hannah's not part of the Royal Flush, but we can look out for her. And so they like this idea of a, you know, the duos looking out for each other moving forward. They talk about targets. Alyssa brings up Azza. So Azza is still the target for Alyssa and Christian. They still feel like Azza is one of the only people that would put them up on the block next week. And Derek actually sticks up for her a little bit here and tries to shift it over to Sarah Beth, where again, the conversation goes to how clingy were Sarah Beth and Kylan tonight. And Derek then kind of shifts over to, okay, so with Hannah, we're looking out for Hannah. That's great. But let's make an actual Final Four within the Royal Flush, and we'll pull in Tiffany. The Final Four would be you, Christian, me, and Tiffany. And Alyssa's like, yeah, cool. That's great. she's going to talk later with Christian that, like, that's great. They like Tiffany, but they'll never actually bring Derek X to the Final Four. They're not that dumb. He's not getting that close. They're willing to entertain it, but they don't want to move forward with that particular plan. Because they probably don't want to be seen as double dealing to Tiffany, who already is in a Final Four with them. So that's not going to probably move forward, but this whole thing with Hannah, unofficially, I think is a bit of a thing here.
Yeah, I like it, but I just really can't take, like, when Derek X and when Christian are working, I can't really take it for anything just because I don't think that the trust is actually there between those two. And, you know, even though I feel like Alyssa can convince, you know, Derek, Alyssa can convince Christian, or Hannah or Tiffany can convince Derek X, I still just don't know how long it will actually work. And so I don't know. I'm not very optimistic for it, but mm-hmm. you know.
It really does. It feels like one of those like shaky truces, mm-hmm. that like is not going to last, but it might be enough to like save one of them for 1 week, which might be all they need. So Alyssa and Christian then start to get very platonic. As they are, and they then get interrupted by Brittany, who comes in. Hey,
and the screen grabs of that moment were so funny.
Yeah. They are, they're a bit busy at the time, being platonic and, can't really get out of bed. It's not something that they can really do. And they're so annoyed at Brittany coming in, wanting to have like a full on conversation with them when so clearly they are like, we're over here being brother and sister.
Sister, yeah. Can you see we're playing patty cake? You know, so can you please not do this? I mean, I would be annoyed too, Taryn, if I'm trying to, you know, have fun in the Big Brother house. And then, you know, Brittany come in saying you want some pancakes and Eggos. I'd be mad. What you mean? Nah, I want none of that. I'm good right here. I'm not hungry. But yeah, it was a funny moment. But honestly, Brittany has had so many funny moments, like just like even going this moment was, I feel like it was so funny. And even if we go back to that very cringe moment where she came in when Aza and Xavier were talking, I was like, but like those moments, I was like, dang, like Brittany is just like so funny too. And just like in those moments, I'm like, just like if you were just like probably didn't come in or just didn't happen. But I honestly love her. You know what I mean? So it adds to the fun of everything. But yeah, that moment was definitely like, don't do it anymore. Especially like if you walk in and the lights are off and you know, two people sleeping up there, you know, just like, oh, y'all sleep. All right. Never mind. Proceed, you know, go back downstairs. But
this is my favorite version of Brittany. It's just just annoying people. Meanwhile, Tiffany and Hannah are going to be talking about this theory that Sarah and Kai are both America's players. Tiffany also, by the way, so with all of the so Tiffany is like, first of all, Tiffany's like, you don't cuddle like that. If you have a girlfriend of 3 years, that's not like she's really going in now. And Hannah's like, what do you think is some sort of like task or something? And Tiffany's like, you don't know. America's not giving you a task to cuddle like that. Okay. Tiffany wants to try and goad Big D into like cracking jokes about Kai and Sarah Beth publicly to like get this out in the open as like oh, look at you guys cuddling again, because she knows that like Big D's the guy willing to like do that sort of thing,
and that sort of thing
exactly. So I actually think that's kind of clever.
Yeah, good play on that. How were they cuddling? I didn't really see how they were cuddling. How were they cuddling?
I mean, like the feeds were down for like, I don't know exactly what they're referring to, but like they have, you know, in the past, but like a lot of people have in the past.
A lot of people have. Yeah.
But like, you know, they've definitely been close before. You know, I can only imagine that, that with the addition of alcohol and, you know, dressing up real nice and looking real good. And, you know, and then also like the increased attention as well. Like, you know, it's one thing to see Kylan and Sarah Beth cuddling before, you know, they're a tight duo. And now, like, okay. You know, it's, I think, a combination of all those things.
I mean, they're just brother and sister, Taryn, like Alyssa and Christian are. Like, this is a family. I guess I was raised wrong. I'm the problem with society. And so maybe when I'm going to go get my sister and cuddle, like, you know, I mean, joking.
What are we doing to Jacob Jones? Who, I mean, Jacob Jones, you were apparently raised to be worried about cats suffocating you. So
yes,
that was clearly a misstep. But you know.
Are you an only child, Taryn?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you give me only child vibes.
Thomas, I don't think that's a compliment.
Wait, no. Okay. I wish I was the only child. Okay. Are you the middle child?
No, not really.
Huh, you give me middle child vibes as well. Okay. Where are you? Are you the youngest?
I grew up with a younger sister.
So you're the oldest.
Yes. I technically have older brothers, but they are so much older that I didn't actually grow up with them.
Huh. Okay. So, I mean, we can say you're the middle child.
I mean, theoretically, in the scope of all of the children that exist between the two of my parents, I'm somewhere in the middle of that.
Okay.
But in terms of like how I grew up as the older sibling.
Dang. Do you want to guess what I am?
Are you an only child?
No, Tim, I said I wish I was the only child.
I know. I would say that you're the younger.
The youngest?
Or the younger sibling. I'm a younger sibling. Yeah. You have older siblings.
Oh, I am the youngest sibling.
There you go.
There you go. You know? I wish I was the only child, though. But you do give off very, like, only child. I wish I was the only child or middle child, honestly. I get very middle child vibes from you. Honestly, if you ask 10 people, they'll probably say, oh, yeah, Taryn. Oh, he doesn't have any siblings. Or, oh, yeah, Taryn's a middle child, you know?
Well, maybe we'll find out. For some reason, I feel insulted, though. I don't know.
Taryn, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's coming from me.
It's true.
So, yeah. All right, Taryn. All right. Only child, Taryn. Middle child, Taryn. Oldest sibling, Taryn. Whatever you want to call it.
All right. Tiffany and Hannah continue to talk. They can't tell Kai about Anna, the fact that they're targeting Sarah Beth. Hannah thinks that they should potentially even think about, like, reshaping their four that they've talked about. That you know, they talked about, you know, Kyland, Tiffany, Hannah, and Xavier. You know, maybe they should think instead, or like Derek X, maybe like, what about Derek X and Claire? And them too. Like that could be an interesting sort of direction that they go.
Tiffany is in so many final four pairs that, like, I think this is so mean. I don't even know how she can keep track of them. But I do think that if it was Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, Derek X, I do think that would be like a really good one for her. Like a really good one. I mean, she's in a lot of good ones in her position, but I really would like to see that one.
No. Yes, and something else too. Tiffany, I don't know exactly what this means, but lately has been talking again about, like, you know what, America, if you want to hate me, you can hate me. I'm just trying to play my own game, which to me indicates that she is perhaps again thinking, maybe I don't need to be 100% loyal to the cookout. You know, maybe I don't need to give up Claire quite as easily or something along those lines, but we'll see. They do talk about, Hannah brings up that they had planned on trying to get Derek X in with Christian and Alyssa, along with Hannah. Hannah brings up that seems to be going well, that they've talked a little bit, and that she thinks that Christian and Alyssa will feel good about her and Derek X moving forward. And Tiffany's like, perfect. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what she wants. So things are going well there. That's pretty much the night. Claire and Derek are going to talk a bit more again. They've been having some late night conversations. Yes. Derek mentioned something that I thought was interesting. He said that he's concerned that he might end up on the block next to Kyland, and that he would get sent home in that case. And Claire says, I don't know if that's going to happen, because a lot of people see Kyland as a threat now. But Derek is concerned, and he should be, because Derek or Kyland has the backing of the cookout. He doesn't know that, but I think that's also part of why Derek has been trying to distance himself a little bit from Kyland. Unfortunately, he's moving in the direction of Hannah, who also would likely be protected by the cookout.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that he's thinking about it in that way.
No, yeah, I love Claire and Derek X's conversations oftentimes, because I feel like they're in similar positions in the house, specifically referring to even the power structure, how the house is set up. Not really a power structure, but the people that are actually, you know, moving the game, was like Tiffany, and as I perceive last, you know, last week, beyond this week, Kylan. And even in their conversations going back to a couple of weeks ago when they were like, oh yeah, let's put doubt in. They didn't have that conversation with each other, but they put doubt into like Tiffany's mind about Kylan and Kylan's mind about Tiffany. And so I love their like interaction, their strategy session together. I don't know. I think with them two, the cookout is their only obstacle to like, you know, make it to the end. In my mind. And so that's a very hard obstacle to face at that point. But it all depends on how loyal, you know, the cookout members are to each other. And as you point out, Tiffany is kind of like, America, you may hate me, kind of one foot in, one foot out, more one foot in, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's they very much need each other in this game, Derek X and Claire. So, the more they realize that, probably the better for them, at least.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what we have for you from yesterday. Jacob, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
I just want to hopefully get the big blue couch as a Grammy nominated song when the Grammys come back up.
You need to record your version of it.
I do. I'm going to do a revamp of it, hopefully featuring you.
Let's do it.
You can be the background dancer and the bop, 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 and I'll be the main vocalist. It would be a hell of a band. But no, I think yesterday's feeds were amazing. Not amazing. It was just very fun, lighthearted. After Whitney, she was kind of telling everyone about the beef with Derek X at that point. And even her saying, I did want to point out, her saying to Derek F and to Brittany, if I leave, can y'all please get Derek X out, please? I just hate him right now. And it was just like so funny, just the pettiness of it all. But yeah, I thought it was a good day. And I'm super, glad that I got to talk to it with you this morning about it. And I had a blast.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us here. You can, of course, find me here tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Rob will also be live today for the patrons on The Slop, talking about all of the sloppy things that happened this week. And you can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, where I will be live once again doing actual things, hopefully. I might even try to go live today, maybe play some games now that I have a computer again and do fun stuff. So
but Claire's not watching, so how dare you? She's gonna miss out on this.
It's all recorded. She can go back. You can find me there. Hey, Claire is a Twitch subscriber. Why aren't you?
Why aren't you?
That's my question.
That's a great slogan.
Why aren't you there?
Great slogan.
Check it out. Be like Claire, a woman of culture, a woman of taste. And go and subscribe. You can also find me on Twitter.
I thought you were about to say a woman of color. But you said culture. Okay. Well.
Not quite. Not quite that, but still.
Oh my goodness.
So you can also find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. Jacob Jones, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at @JacobJ_Jones. And also, can you go easy on the stock watch tomorrow? Like, I do have a high stock into Sarah Beth, or a good amount of stock into Sarah Beth and Kylan. So if you could just do homeboy a favor. And, be a little nicer. You know what I mean? Please.
I don't think that's how it works, Jacob Jones. Okay, I think that, what is this? This is not insider trading so much, but are you attempting bribery? Are you attempting
bribericious
insider trading?
Very much so.
It's against the stock watch law.
Okay. Well, lock me up.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys once again here for joining us, and I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.